you had a better idea than what I had.
Just tell me what you're trying to do, then I can simplify an easier way to do it.
It's a Saturday afternoon at Asheville's Arthur Eddington Center inside what was once an elementary school classroom that has become the well-lived-in home for the black and brown teens of Word on the Street.
So you need five of these, so I always cut a little bit more because it's not even. So you want to cut a little.
Since its founding 4 years ago, Word on the Street has fostered writing, photography, artwork, and multimedia work from local middle and high schoolers and published it online.
It changed me for real. It did.
Kitcher Black Warfield is a 15-year-old who attends Irwin High School.
It taught me about your community, about your family, about your connections you build with people.
Partly because of the pandemic, and more so the ascent of new online outlets for expression, the program is evolving away from a magazine and the demands of deadlines. Now, students, or squad members as they're called, focus on projects both inside their space at the Eddington Center and out in the community. Word on the Street recently partnered with producers of the well-known podcast Palimpsest to create an episode delving into black and brown cultural appropriation, and they're also collecting stories from the historically African-American community of Alexander. But today, students are painting, drawing, and adding textiles destined for murals to hang from the walls here. Adult mentors hope to spark some creative juices with questions such as, who are my people, and what are we building?
If you take, for example, the first of those five questions, who am I, everyone will have a different response to that.
Sekou Coleman is a longtime artist mentor in the program, now in his first year as director.
So thinking about, well, how do I want to visually display my answer to the question, who am I, and then how do I use this art medium as an opportunity to represent that?
When they're not in this room, students meet up to 2 other days each week online through Zoom video, which has opened Word on the Street to one former member deported 2 years ago to El Salvador, and another electing to stay home during the pandemic. And for the first time, students have separate meetings each week for members who are Black and those identifying as Latinx.
Even though we build a safe space for Black and brown teens in our squad meetings, these young people show up in society through the culture with which they identify. What are topics or issues that are more front of mind within the Black community than they may be in the Latinx community or vice versa? And then to bring that experience back into the shared space and to build a much stronger unity between cultural identities.
Temo Cruz is a 16-year-old attending Irwin High School. He said beyond his ethnic identity, the program has an impact many kids his age can relate to.
Definitely have gone out of my comfort zone in terms of art. Like, I wouldn't usually go out of my way to paint, but now I do. Like, when I was working on the website, I was sitting at a desk and, like, not really talking to anybody. But, you know, going out and doing events has definitely helped me. And so it's just, like, stuff like that forced me to, like, kind of leave this bubble that I had created for myself.
Word on the Street is showcasing performance and art from its members, a silent auction, and a virtual open house as part of its November 21st online fundraiser. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.